Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Keontae. To whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Summer Barrett.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. May you please start off with providing me your zip code, please?
59802.
59802.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you so much for that information. And I'm sorry, was your name Summer?
Yes, just like the season.
Oh, I love your name. Okay. Let me see here. And the last name?
Barrett, B-A-R-R-E-T-T-E.
Okay, I have an Ethan Barrett. Would you?
That would be my husband.
Okay, so would this be the account where you're calling about?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
There shouldn't be an account. So I'm calling to fix this and get my money back.
Okay, we can definitely take a look into the account. But before we do so, may you please provide me your billing address for security purposes?
1220 Otis Street, apartment 11, Missoula, Montana, 59802.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for providing me with that information. I was able to get the account pulled up here, and it's just loading. So if you don't mind, can I have just a moment, please?
Sure.
One moment, please. Okay, I'm so sorry about the hold. My system is going really slow, but I was able to get the account pulled up here. And how may I assist you?
Well, for one, what are you guys? Because we never authorized anything to come out of anybody's account.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of trying to figure out why you guys are taking $56.95 out of our account every month.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, no, understandable. So what we are a third-party call center that handles different companies. It looks like here on June the 15th, maybe your husband, it looks like he
did a survey.
Ma'am?
Did a survey?
Yeah, and it looks like he paid like shipping and handling. For like a toolbox?
That we never got.
Oh, really? Let me look in here.
Oh, yeah.
Let me look in here because it could have been like a sweepstake.
It shouldn't have been. I have a screenshot of it saying that I was going to be getting a toolbox.
Okay.
So this is why I know this is not acceptable. Nor, because usually when I do these, I look at the very bottom of the screen because it'll say whether or not you guys are going to be charging a monthly fee.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing on there that said we were going to pay anything more than the $5.
So did you, now usually after it charges, it'll give like a trial period. It'll give you a trial run. Then after the trial, it'll state it in the terms and conditions.
I never even received an email from this company stating anything.
Okay.
Was like they took my $5 and I never got nothing out of the deal.
Completely understandable. But yeah, so that's what that's what happened. It was a trial, and I'm trying to look up here now on my computer to see.
And it's like a trial for what? Because I didn't get to try nothing.
I understand that, but you say you never received it. But I want to provide you with the correct information. So I'm going to get this pulled up for that toolbox. allow me just a moment, please.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, may I please place you on a really brief hold?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Thank you so much. Just one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you so much for patiently holding for me. I do apologize about that. Wait, okay, so upon further reviewing the account, okay, so you weren't, okay, you were not supposed to receive a toolbox. So you entered a sweepstake, and basically you entered that, it was like a contest, and you paid the $5 and the 74 cent. And then
that said for shipping and handling, though. So what mm-hmm. was the shipping and handling for? For nothing?
If you were to receive that toolbox, and then it looks like here they charge you $56.95 for a gadget store. Basically, you receive there's a store we have online, and then basically we provide you with a $125 voucher every month. But being that,
okay, so I'm not getting any of this. There's no communication. There's no emails. I wish for my money to be refunded. I've already canceled my card because none of this was specified. I have mm-hmm. no emails stating you guys were going to, not you, but, you know, mm-hmm. that they were going to do this. And I feel that it honestly should be reimbursed. They can keep the $5, but mm-hmm. I was unaware of the $56.95.
Yes, ma'am. So I just want, and I completely get what you're saying, trust me. But yes, the $56.95 is just like a monthly subscription, basically, and they provide you with the $125 voucher so that you'll be able to shop in our Factory Direct store. And then they'll charge you, it seems like here, they're charging you, looks like every 30 days, it looks as though. Yeah, so that's what that was for. So it was like a contest that you guys entered to win the toolbox. Yeah, so, and I understand that what I can do for you, you can definitely get it canceled out. However, being that you stated that you had, so have your bank, let's see, because it only looks like you wasn't charged. Okay, so have your bank already disputed those charges?
Not yet, because they told me to call you guys for the reimbursement. If you're not willing to reimburse me, then I get to take you to court.
Okay, so because I was just trying to make sure, because you said you had already canceled the card.
Well, yeah, once I seen that the charge came out again today, because if the money's not in there, it seems that every day until there's $56.95 in my account, you guys are still trying to get it.
Yes, so and they'll continue really, to do really so. Mm-hmm. And they will continue to do so, unfortunately, due to the fact that there is a subscription. And I understand that you say you didn't see any confirmation of that, but that is within those terms. Like once you enter your card information, when you pay for that shipping and handling, that $5, it states that within the shipping and handling. I mean, within the terms and conditions when you pay for the shipping and handling. I'm so sorry about that. I do apologize. But I can definitely get that canceled out for you if you would like for me to.
Will they be able to refund the $120 to me?
We can definitely see what we can do for you. One month. Okay, so in regards to the charges on the account, it looks like here, because it looks like here you were charged $56.95 twice. But in regards to that, I would like to just inform you that those are valid charges because no one called in to cancel the subscription that was placed on into the account.
They're not valid charges because nobody informed me it was a subscription. Nobody emailed me. Nobody said a word to me about some stupid virtual store. So honestly, it's not legal charges.
Well, it is
because you guys,
due to,
you know, you failed to communicate.
Well, it was in the terms and conditions, ma'am. It was in the terms and conditions. That's why.
Terms and conditions. I read them because I don't do these sites unless it says a one-time fee, and that's what I read. I would never have allowed somebody to take $56 out of my account for a worthless subscription, something I've never even used. I mean, I don't even know what website, I don't know what company, I know nothing of this. I mean, God, I don't even live paycheck to paycheck, and you guys are fucking killing me here. Sorry for the language.
Yes, ma'am, I understand your frustrations completely, and I do apologize about that, but I can definitely get it counseled out for you so that you guys will no longer be charged at $56 moving forward.
Well, that's perfect, but I would still like a refund.
Well, the charges on the account are valid, ma'am. I'm unable to process a refund on the account.
Okay. That's fine. Then I will have my bank and my lawyer get a hold of you guys because this is wrong.
Okay. Well, as a courtesy, as a courtesy, I could provide you a 35% refund, ma'am, of the first.
That's honestly a joke.
Okay, so how about a 50% refund?
I can go through every one of our emails. You guys have never contacted me to tell me anything about this supposed voucher for a store. So you're just taking money and not even showing people how to use this so-called subscription.
Okay,
that,
yes, ma'am.
It's false. It's fraud.
Okay, yes, ma'am. What about if I can what if I could provide you with a 75% refund?
That's decent, but I mean, that's $120 in 2 months. If I wouldn't have caught it today, I'd have been in trouble because it would have kept coming out and coming out. I didn't
yes,
even
ma'am.
See that it
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. It definitely would have. I'm just being completely honest with you. It definitely would have. Okay, so what I can do for you, ma'am, I can provide you with the month of July in which you were charged at $56.95. I can provide you with the full refund. And then for the for June the 23rd, I can provide you 75%.
You know what? I will take it. Because I know it's not your fault, and I know you get the blunt end of people angry when they call you for this. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm just like, there's got to be some way to get it back.
Mm-hmm. And no, I get it. It's your money. I completely understand. Trust me. I would be just as irritated. Trust me. So what I'm going to do is I have already canceled that out for you. And as I stated, I'm going to notate the account. And if you can stay on the line just for a couple more minutes, I'm going to provide you with the refund. And then I would. So it'd be a full refund for the July the 24th. And then for the for June the 23rd, there would be a 75% refund. And then I'm going to provide you with the confirmation number once I completed all of that.
Okay, real quick before you put me on, a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to be able to do the refund if I canceled that card?
So you already canceled the card?
I believe they did.
Okay, so what you'll have to do then, you'll have to get your bank to give us a call. Because if they cancel the card, more than likely they may have disputed the charges also. So if they have disputed the charges
They haven't disputed yet. They're waiting for a call back from me to see whether or not you guys could refund. But I didn't think about the refund affecting the card.
Yeah, because we don't have a card for it to go to. If the card is disabled, we don't have a refund for it to go back to. So I'll tell you what, I can still notate the account so that the next agent that you speak with will honor what I just told you, being I can't do it right now. So get your bank on the phone to see what they can possibly do for you, and we'll see. We'll go from there.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to notate the account, and I'm going to provide you with the confirmation number.
Okay.
All right, allow me just a few moments, please, if you don't mind.
No worries.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling Whitefish Credit Union. All of our Montana-based representatives are assisting other members. We will be with you as soon as possible.
I'm still here with you, okay, working on your account.
No worries.
Okay.
I'm actually trying to get a hold of my bank while we're on the phone.
Okay, no problem. Just one moment, please.
Hi, Nancy. My name is Summer Barrett, and this morning I called and we canceled my husband's card due to a fraudulent account. They are willing to refund the money, but now that I've canceled the card, how do they do that?
It'll still go back into your account.
It will still go back into the account?
Absolutely.
Perfect. I will let her know because I have her on the other line. So I was like, oh, crap, I might have screwed that up.
Go ahead. It'll go right back in.
Perfect, Nancy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm still here. I was able to hear her.
Perfect.
Okay.
I was waiting for you to come back on. I'm like, that's beautiful. I'm like, go figure. I'd screw that one up.
I'm still just notating the account for you, so I can go ahead and get that taken care of while we're on the phone, so you wouldn't have to call back.
What's that?
I'm just going to go ahead and get it taken care of on the phone while, so you wouldn't have to call back.
Oh, I appreciate that. I'm glad it worked out that way. I'm a little concerned.
Glad I was able to assist. I understand the frustration.
No, it gets frustrating. I've done some in the past that, you know, I won some iPods and just paid the shipping, but they were okay. I tried to follow through with it as carefully as possible, and somehow I just did not see that on this one.
I know, it's really easy to miss. It is. It definitely is, because I do that all the time. So, but
I get for trying to win in my toolbox.
you definitely learn, you know.
Oh yes.
Okay, so Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and cancel it right now. Let's see here. Okay, let me go ahead and get that. Okay, let me do the refund first. Then I'll get that canceled out. And just a reminder, the refund, you can expect to see your refund into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Okay, so.
And it should be like, what, 90? Because that one's like 75%. So it should be like $90.
Yeah, let me see so I can give you the correct amount. Yes, ma'am. It'll be like 90. It'll be like 100 because it'll be like 99 something. But we'll just estimate it. We'll just estimate it and say 100.
That works.
Okay, so I got those. They will be sent back to you, okay? So what I'm going to go ahead and do now, I'm go ahead and get this subscription canceled so you guys will no longer have to worry about anything coming from your account.
Okay.
Just a moment. And if you would like for me to, I'll still provide you with the confirmation number just in case you have any issues, you know.
I would appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, so I got everything taken care of. Your refund will be back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
And just let me know once you're ready for the confirmation number to our conversation.
Sure, go right ahead.
Okay, one moment. All right, so the confirmation number will be C as in Charlie.
Okay.
261-113-105.
So C is in Charlie, 261-113-105?
Correct.
Okay.
Anything else that I may be able to assist with?
No, I hope you have a great day and not
Thank
as many...
you.
People.
No, you're fine, but thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
My pleasure. You too.
Bye-bye.